but he's a good bodyguard too. Ravi Zuku. You know, Ravi Zuku, I've done so much work with so many artists that sometimes people don't realize. Most of Anil Veeam recording was done by him. Crazy Baron. And we applaud. In fact, he was the recipient of the MCC Award, Music, Culture and Community. We are very proud of him. And of course, his beautiful wife, Kavita. And here we have another young man. Another young fella. How are you doing, DJ Navi, the unstoppable?
See, I didn't even say anything. I just started laughing, eh? I'm very well, Richard. Let me say, first of all, because I haven't been on the radio with you all year, so Happy New Year to everybody. Because I haven't been on the radio, on the station all year. Happy New Year to everybody. Richard, it feels the same with you, because we all keep missing each other, because we're both so busy. Mm-hmm. But I hope everybody's well, and I mean, the weather's getting nice, even though it's a gloomy day, but yeah, just happy that we're out of COVID and back to what we call normality, if that's a thing.
Well, Nav, you know, I want to say the Unstoppable Junior. I've started this thing, Bollywood in the 6th, and now it's coming to the West End. It used to be in the East End only. How's that coming?
Well, we actually brought it last year to what used to be Kaichor. Mm. And we were only budgeting for like 300 people. And we ended up, with God's blessing, to get 420 people. So we hit the capacity and we're like, wow. And what we're finding is that, you know, the it's grown. And we're very thankful, our heartfelt thanks to everybody. It's grown. It's a lot of work. And especially now with cost of living and every gas price and everything, I don't even get into that. It's even more work. So we've kept our ticket prices low. And of course, Kaichor is no longer there. So lack of venues, we went to Colada, Blue Colada. Mm-hmm. So that's tonight. And to be honest, speaking about money and ticket prices, we sold out of the $20 ticket. And instead of jumping my price to $25, I said, no, we went back and we added more $20. Mm-hmm. I know you may say, Nav, it's a $5 difference, but in this day and age, you know, we're social people. We want to go out. We want to enjoy ourselves. You know, it's not about the $5. To me, it's about that, just doing a good event and making it affordable for people, humbly speaking. So tonight, I'm just going to say we probably got about maybe 80, 70 more tickets, and then we're going to be sold out.
Okay, so there's so much I want to talk to you about. Before we go any further, what's happening with the Father's Day cruise? Is it back on this year?
It's 110% back. There's three boats that's no longer part of the harbor, so I had to really scramble because there's a shortage of boats in the harbor now, and some boats have retired. So with all the prices, I did get Jubilee Queen, June 15th. This is like the world premiere, I'm saying it here, and I kind of was saving this. June 15th, 6 to 10 p.m., Jubilee Queen, Bathurst and Queen's Quay. We had it there 1 year, and now we're bringing it back to the boat because I worked out a really reasonable deal with them. So I'm bringing it back, and I'm keeping my ticket prices low again. What? Right? I do have a few sponsors, so the money I'm saving with the sponsors coming aboard, I'm passing that savings on to everybody to keep the ticket prices reasonable and affordable.
Okay, so one of the things I liked about it was that it went through the islands. Is that still going to be the case or no?
150%. It has to. That is a staple signature for this Father's Day family cruise event. It has to go through, and it will be going through.
All right.
And that is why I was scrambling, because some boats don't do that, right? You know, given the depth of the channels, I was educated in that. So we are going through the channels. To be honest with you, Richard, like Tricky, we all know Tricky. Tricky's got family coming in from the States. They've already booked their tickets. I'm like, hold on. I haven't released the tickets yet. Some of my other friends, Ancient Hussein, all these guys booked tickets. So that, my capacity went from 150 to 220. So once I put it out, I beg everybody, get your tickets and bring your family. And it's a family cruise, not an adult only, family. So
okay.
Kids and everybody's welcome.
And you know, I don't have to say, guys, get it, or else you see, but Saki soon. When we talk about shows that we say is going to go, we're not saying it to sell tickets. It is a nice one. You guys have been hearing about Navi. You've been on the program many times about his cruise, and they always, always sold out. It's not a big cruise, and it's a family event, and the young ones. Last year, we took Caitlin and Justin and everybody, and they're looking forward to it again. Quickly, Nav, next show in Tong, Ravi B., Karma, Caitlin,
yes.
Sultan. I was talking to Ravi B a couple of days ago, and he was saying that you and Shiva and Andrew Lala and the whole team back in this
everybody,
one.
And, everybody's backing Ravi on this one, and that is next Saturday. That is also a family event. I'm actually a part of the cast for that. Next, Ravi brought me on, Ravi and Shiva. They brought me on. I'm thankful to them because it means work and work together. We support each other. So that next week is a family event. So, you know, book your tables, you know, get your ticket. You can contact me. I only have about 23 of the, advance tickets left at the cheaper price. So I can give the number. They can call me. Listen, I'll bring it to your door. Whatever it takes to help out and keep our culture alive and support each other. Let's do it.
And you know, it's been a while for a nice show where you could come, dress up, have a seat, and have a good one. This Caitlin girl is, she would be one of the headliners. We have Cherishar also coming. Omardat Maharaj. I mean, this is our little cast that is coming. Really talented people coming together for this one. And the price point is tomorrow the price will be going up. And that's fair enough. After they held it back until. So tomorrow it will definitely, I think it was by $5, it will be going up. So get your tickets early. If you call Navi, you can still get it. And look at, he's delivering it to you. So it's going to be fun. Now, anything else before I let you go?
I'm just going to say the letters, KODL. It's almost finalized.
Okay.
Carnival on the Lake.
Yes. I thought by now you probably have that locked down.
Oh, it's locked. But you know what? Let me just say this. For anybody, Richard, I got to put you on the spot, on a personal note. What T-shirt size are you?
Yeah, extra large. But let me tell you this.
Wait. Before you go, you have to come to Colada tonight. I will have your personalized Bollywood Mystics T-shirt.
All right.
I'll put you on the spot.
Good. Hear this one. You know, Navi, when we talk, and guys, listen, Navi doesn't talk, and there are a lot of ugly things that take place in this promotion business. And when I say it by myself, people figure Richard is picking on others. But listen, it has some stuff that we need to bring to the forefront. Now, Navi and his crews have been struggling because of the you know, he gives so much. He gives doubles, he gives fruit, he gives fire eaters. Navi doesn't need to put on all this thing to sell out this cruise. But you really want us, as Indian people, to come and have a good time in a safe family environment. This guy really go all out. Another fellow is Nigel. I'll tell you a little bit about him soon. But you won't believe the kind of shit Navi have to go through with some of these artists. And I stay quiet because I hate to see Advantage. And I have to sometimes talk. So I'm saying this. So one day, Navi, when you hear me start talking, I want people to know that I'm not making these things up. And with your permission, he really goes through a lot. And people would have him and raising the price and threatening not to come and all that. And this guy have to work it. So when he says almost finalized, is because so much back and forth and negotiating. He would pay his money sometime a year in advance secured deposit, and they would refuse to do a drop. You have to beg them. And you know, we like them. We salute them. We enjoy them. But let me tell you how difficult some of these people are to work with. And the other thing is, I've been getting complaints about some promoters. Some promoters, and let me see if I bring on a partner here, DJ Riyadh. How are you doing, partner?
Good. How are you?
Good. You're on the radio. Hey, you're live.
My brother, Riyadh.
Riyadh, you hear me? You hear Navi? Riyadh? I jump off. Anyway, I shouldn't put him on like that. But Riyadh, listen, call the studio line if you could, or hold on for a little bit. But, you know, this is the thing I want to talk about. People coming out, there was a particular Valentine dance. And,
can you hear me right now?
Yes, I hear you now. You're willing to talk on the radio?
Yes, yes, go ahead.
Good. Okay, so Navi on the line, and I was just talking about something that we always talk about behind the scenes. And, you know, when people pay their money to come out to an event, of course, I don't pay me $80, give them my food, I'll have to line up for it, no problem. I have to get searched, no problem. At least sometimes if the security would be friendly. And I know this is, you, Navi, and myself, we talk about these things. Make sure it's friendly, because that's the first point of contact coming in the event. Nigel, we don't want nobody rough we up. You know, the security could be intimidating. But when you're going...
The precedence of the event, actually, because like you said, they're the first line.
Yes. And then when we come in and we sit down, we don't need bombarded with advertising. We pay good money. Of course, you need sponsors to do their thing. No problem. We don't want our cars to be plastered with flyers and stick up on my windshield and have to scrape it out. We don't want, when you're there, somebody said recently they had to open the door and allow the promoter and his wife to march in as if it was a wedding. And they're still waiting to get slow songs to play to hug up with, as he called it, his doodoo darling. Now, come on, it's not your private event. We paid you the money to coordinate this event. We're supporting you, but we want to have a good time. We don't want to hear your voice chap-pap-pap talking every minute. So, what are your thoughts on that?
First of all, I think I know who you're talking about, because the same information came back to me. And, you know, on a special note, thanks to all the guys in the business that call me and keep me in the loop of what's going on. Richard, you know, as you know, I don't want to bring this up too much, but my accident was 8 months ago. And every day there's a bit of improvement. Every week there's measurable improvement. And by the grace of God, I'm still here. But I've never been so clear and coherent on understanding our business on the market. Now, Richard, we go back a long, long time. And I say with pride that I was one of the first Indo-Caribbean DJs in this city to really put a mark and to represent our culture. If you recall, I was in many events where it wasn't just Indo-Caribbean Indians. I represented my part of the community, but the crowd and audience was very multicultural.
And let me stop you for a minute. Let me qualify that also. In the setting of a university, kids doesn't care to show up their culture. And ours is a minority one, Caribbean, East Indian. And DJ Riyadh, since the days of York University, was able, when the popular kids and everybody was doing the soca and the reggae and everything else, he was the one pushing Indian music and promoting Indian culture. Now, they're the big DJs today doing it and taking advantage and playing and enjoying it. I mean, that's nice to see, but Riyadh was a trailblazer with that. And I just wanted to say how long he has been working on that particular scene. Go ahead, Riyadh.
Yes. Richard, I appreciate that. You know, I was, again, reflecting and looking at what's been happening. And there's so many, what I call bricklayers, you know, guys that set the foundation in our community and industry. And there's so many names to mention, and I don't want to start calling names because I don't want to leave out any of the valuable ones. However, where things have come today, like, first of all, I was talking to a DJ recently, and he's like, yo, that party we did was packed. So many people was there. I said, how much did you have at the door? He's like, bro, we had like 220 people. Now, you and I know back in the days, 220 people is a bus fare, right?
Yes.
Like, I don't recall having parties with that amount of people in my heydays, so to speak. But things have changed, and there's a more of an appreciation for, you know, the smaller events, and that's great. You know, it still keeps things going. But what I don't like, and we spoke about this, Richard, I think probably the most in the past few months, is the people that are making a mockery of our community, bro. Like, how could you glorify being a lagu bagu? How could you glorify drinking rum and falling down on the ground? This goes against everything that I ever did. First and foremost, my religion and faith, same as yours. Right? Where I was out there yes, I had times where I slipped, but I've always tried to keep a positive image out there and a role model for many people. And then now the trend is that you put in a bottle of rum on your head and wind it down to the ground. Like, what kind of foolishness is this?
Nonsense.
This is Guyanese or Trinidadian culture. It is not. And that's one thing. The other thing is that this whole new era, first they used to say, put your hand in the air. Now they're talking about touching the ground. And I'll call names. Raymond Ramnarayan, Dilly Nadan, Ravi B, all of them. And now K.I. put out a video, and rightfully so, he was the first man to show them how to touch the ground. But the rivalry in the Indo community, fighting down yourself is not going to make things better. It's stupid. We are actually, like you said at the beginning of this conversation, a very small community, right? And just a droplet in let's say the Toronto region, because that's what we both represent, right? Mm. Now, we have had people coming in here in the late 60s, early 70s, and what have we shown, what have we built to show for it? There's some temples and mosques and so forth. There's no proper community organization. There's been some that have come and gone. There's been, you know, scholarship funds set up that failed. Like, you know, I mean, kudos to, for example, Jay Bridgefall. He has a great organization going there, Caribbean Children's Foundation, helped many people. I just saw an email, I think you were included in it, where they just helped quite a few kids from Guyana. Did you see that one?
Yes, yes.
You know, so these are the positive things we want for our community. And then, you know, like May 4th, look at that, for example. That's next week. What is there, 10 chutney shows in the city? Like, I don't know what's going on, and I'm just venting because you and I talk about this stuff all the time. And let's really come down to the brass tacks. Poor Navi out there all the time doing his thing, and he can't even get, since last year to now, we're in April, a final solid commitment for the artist for his event that is coming up on Caravana Thursday,
yeah.
Right?
Thursday.
Well, the reason is because they're looking at the dollar. Somebody might say a birthday party, and if he's coming into town, they do three other birthday party and Navi cruise, and the attitude with it, honestly,
well,
the behavior as if...
Let me vocalize this.
I'm going to be the one to say these people that it's all about the fans, all about the culture. No, it's all about lining their pockets.
That's right. And
that?
Let me just ask
Thank
this.
You.
How many
Thank
people,
you.
How many of them, any band, you call it three, I don't want to call names, but all I know the bands we talk about, which one of them have done a concert to say for COVID or to help build somebody's house or for a flood relief? Which one of them have done anything at all to give back to the community? Which one?
Okay. Rich, I agree with you 100%. Let's change it a little bit now. What about this? I'm coming out of an event. I got hit by a drunk driver. I have broken bones in my leg, broken bones in my arm, concussion, and a few other problems, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which artist that I've hired consistently over the decades, not years, decades, have to say, hey, Riyadh, let me do a little fundraiser. Riyadh, just pay for my plane ticket, and I'll come here, and I'll help you make some money because you're not working. It's over 8 months I'm not working, right? You know who cares about me the most? People like yourself. How many times have you called, like, last week? Sorry, was it last week? I think it was last week when you called. You didn't know that I was having a very bad day, right? I'm home, cooped up, not feeling well, my leg's painting with the metal inside it, and you called me, I'm like, yeah, Richard, I didn't even want to let you go off the phone.
No, because, you know? Listen, we have to band together, and I know I sit here sometimes saying things, and I know people that attack me for it, but I'm so happy that you guys, sorry you guys, because Navi, you won't be able to hear Navi, because he's on the phone on the other line, but, I'm so happy that you guys are allowing me to agree with me with some of these things, you know.
Of course.
It's a fight on, and everybody, and if we don't stand up, and you know, the guys, as you said, the foundation guys, Riyadh was one of the recipients of the MCC award, and I remember why. Why is because Riyadh was fighting this and trying to present this music, not only on radio. He has been doing it long before to make it fashionable to hear our East Indian music like that. When I talk to Navi they say, no, Rich, you know, our Indian culture, we need to this, and we want people to come and have a good time on a boat cruise. And I'm saying Indian openly because other races would speak about this is a black station, the black song. So why can't we, who are never accepted as East Indian from India or Pakistan, they laugh at us.
That's right.
Why just we can't speak about our culture in a passionate way and showcase it in the way we are doing now. So to you, Riyadh, and to Navi, let me talk a little bit about my boy Nigel. Nigel is putting together a show coming up with comedy. I mean, they're top tier in comedy from the Caribbean.
Yes.
Then some reggae artists, Juno Award winners, etc. And here's the thing, $60 with security, with food, with appetizers, with chow, and the, a live band.
You know, Richard, you brought up Nigel's name, and I did want to speak about Nigel. Imagine this. Nigel, I mean, I hope he doesn't get mad that I'm saying this, but we both know his wife is not well, right?
She has cancer. I mean, she has a limited time to live.
Exactly. And Nigel has been hustling, working, putting in the time, effort, hitting the streets to make his money and do his own thing, plus still going to school. And you know what? He still finds time to come and drop a box of coconut for me, and worse yet,
free.
Well, for free. He doesn't want. I'm like, Nigel, there's no way you could come here.
Yeah.
I live in Caledon so far, drop coconut and not take any money. He's like, no, I do not for you. I'm like, no, Nigel, you did it for me when I needed it. I want to pay. That's not the point. The point is, when you, why is it that the people that don't have much to give in this life give the most? Tell me. Right? Now, I want to bring mention of somebody, and you're going to be surprised, but Paul Ramprasad.
Mm-hmm.
Look how long Paul has been doing this. In fact, there's no sugarcoating it. A big part of my career is working for Paul. Paul did so many chutney shows. I'll never forget. People say, oh, Riyadh, you sound so good on the mic and so forth. Paul Ramprasad is one that forced me to be on the microphone in a show that he did on Lakeshore, around Lakeshore and here, Ontario, or Lakeshore and Dixie, way, way back in the days. It was the first night I actually went on the microphone and hyped up the crowd. Here we are, many, many years later. Paul is still doing his thing. He wants to do an event, Caravana Sunday. Him and I spoke. Myself, SOS spoke. So many people. Unfortunately, this year, I cannot do anything because I'm not able. I'm just physically not. And mentally, I'm just watching and I'm observing. The day I do come back and do a show, watch out. But for now, I'm just watching, trying to help everybody. But, you know, when I spoke to Paul this past Monday or Tuesday, we were just talking, he's like, you know, Riyadh, I want to do this, I want to do that, and I want to do something for the community. Last year, he had probably one of the most expensive casts an Indo-Caribbean promoter could have had. You know what I mean? Like a single person last year for his picnic. He paid out, thousands of dollars. And you know what? In our community, we have the givers, which are very small, and the takers, which are very large. And I'll end it at that.
And the rider, yep. The rider for that show, you know, Paul, and he's continued, and you know, he cut back a little bit now. He doesn't open as often, but he's contented, and he continued to give us. And that's why another person, a recipient of the MCC Award many, many years ago, the Music, Culture, and Community, when his mom was alive. So this is, when we recognize someone, I remember when we did Corrie Banner, and we had a girl that won. They thought it was because she had tattoo, and she was a good-looking girl, a part of a sister twin. But then she went on to Iron Chef. You remember that?
Oh, yes. Yeah, the Muhammad Marcia, right? Something like that?
Yeah. And this is what we're talking about. So we want to continue, and I'm so happy that you guys taking the time. Hopefully, next time, well, I could sit here, so people wouldn't think it's not Riyadh. It is Riyadh, and Navi's on the other side, right?
But not only that, though, I want people to hear, like, maybe I wanted to vent like this many times, I never did, but because of what I went through in the last year, I'm going to just say it. There's no sugarcoating. Facts are facts, and that's it. And we talk about this many times, and I'm glad that I'm able to come onto your platform and publicly say what we need to say.
Well, Hannah, with all of that, you could come and sit down and play some music here with me. And don't talk about Navi. How long Navi promised me, anyway.
I gave you some really good music in the past few years. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. Yeah. Let's see if I get
Richard, I understand you music too.
Yeah, Navi, all right. Anyway, guys, thank you very much. And Riyadh, hopefully, I know you're going out to the Navi, Nigel show. And next week, Friday, with Ravi B coming into town. Hopefully.
Saturday.
Yeah, so we could probably hook up for that. If you need a ride, let me know. And let me let you guys go.
Okay, you take care. Bye for now.
Okay. Thanks.
Richard, remember, I have your T-shirt for tonight. So.
Yes, my boy.
Thank you. Come visit me at Blue Colada for Bollywood in the Six. And of course, you know, I'm going to look after you.
So again, give out your number if anybody else wanted to come out tonight.
Oh, yes, yes. 416-606-7656. And we've got only two booths remaining if you need to book a booth for a birthday or anything. If not, just come in. You don't have to book a booth. But 416-606-7656. And we start the party at 10 p.m. tonight.
Okay.
And with the Tata and the DJ. So it's gonna be a nice climb. And anybody want to see what it looks like, go on Facebook and check out the Bollywood in the Six group. And you can see all the pictures from last year.
And again, waiting for the big carnival on the lake. Good luck with that.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you as always.
Okay.
Lots of love.
Bye-bye.
Bye for now.
It's all your worries, whatever happened before, yeah. Whatever stress or problems you have, leave it by
the door. Hey, leave it at the door.
Leave it by the door and come inside. Let me set.
Hey, the lines are open, 416-848-7772. Anyone would like to call?
Yeah. Let me set.
Add to what was being discussed. Take away from what was being discussed. Correct if you need to correct what was discussed. Feel free to call us, 416-848-7772. 416-848-7772. I want to say hello and salute to my partner Shahzad. Hey Shahzad, how are you doing? You're waiting for Mukesh. Hey, we're fetching tonight at Blue Colada. Hey, Mr. Ricky Jai on Shubham Radio. Okay, so let's go. We ready for a nice Ravi Bia. Ravi. Hey, Rick Ram had a nice one too. We played last week. It's a pleasure to entertain DJ Navi. Nav, let me play you some tune, boy. You know me, I'm a DJ, right? But we have Abhishek. Abhishek, you ready with that one? Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1, let me go. Nice. Of course, Nisha B will be there. You're beautiful, talented, and sexy, I must say. Yeah, you hear me. A brother and sister team coming into town, a family show. Ticket goes up tomorrow. and get your tickets, guys. Umarad Maharaj would be there. Gary Gadraj would be there. Cherishar. Caitlin. Caitlin Sultan. The Unstoppable DJ Navi. DJ Shiva. Robbie B. And this is Robbie B Show.
Back. Superstars annual Father's Day dinner and concert. Saturday, June 15th at the Mirage Banquet Hall in Rexdale. Caribbean comedy, reggae rockers, and old school soca. Featuring comedian Kenneth Supersad, Fat Man George, Jean Paul, and Mark Trinidad. Live reggae performances by Lazo with a tribute to Bob Marley. Chester Miller, the voice of Dennis Brown. Reggae rockers by Drastic and Cheyenne Bailey. Soca performances by old school soca legend Crazy. And Toronto's most versatile band, Moses Revolution, featuring Cheyenne Bailey. Plus steel band, soca dances, and music by DJ Badlad and DJ Starforce. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. This is a family event with kids under 5 free. Early bird tickets only $60 and includes food. Book your tables of 10 today at no extra charge and get appetizers on your table free. Call Nigel at 437-331-2387 for more info. Don't miss this one. You may regret it.
The icon of Chutney Soca music returns to Toronto. Robbie B. Alongside the Karma Band. Robbie B and friends live in concert Saturday, May 4th inside the glamorous Dream Convention Center. Robbie B.
Something is happening on Sunday, May 5th at Twilight Family Restaurant and Bar, 55 Nugget Avenue in Scarborough. Connector Music presents Connector 32, A Musical Journey. Doors open at 3 p.m. Show starts at 4:30 p.m. Featuring Preacher, Randy B, The Band Impact, and more. Admission is $25. Tickets available at TicketGateway.com. Call Connector at 647-778-1866. Connector 32, Sunday, May 5th, Twilight Family Restaurant and Bar. Something is happening.
Farex Freight System Limited, a global leader in freight forwarding, providing trucking and warehousing services across Canada and the US of A. Farex Freight System Limited provides air and ocean freight globally. To engage our services, please email us at info@farex.com.
So you own a business, have an event you want people to know about. You want to spread the word to as many people as possible that your product or service exists. Call AdWorks International. AdWorks is an advertising agency which utilizes professionals in radio, television, and print advertising to help you get your company's message across. Your ad will be noticed by more people more quickly. AdWorks from concept to completion will deliver an ad that works. AdWorks International. Call 416-832-7293.
When thinking of shipping a barrel, box, or sending money back home, think of the name you can trust. Think Lapakan. Lapakan has been serving our community for over 25 years, and a significant portion of every dollar spent at Lapakan goes to work in our community, here and back home. Together, we are making a difference. For your shipping and money transfer needs, call Lapakan, 416-292-4370. Lapakan, the name we can trust.
Sheikh Halal Farms, now open to the public at their warehouse location, only on Thursdays and Saturdays, 12 Steinway Boulevard, Etobicoke. Sheikh Halal Farms, 100% Zabia Halal. For over 40 years, Charlie West Indian Food Mart has been serving our vibrant community across the GTA with quality and freshness from the Caribbean. Fruits, vegetables, fish, including all necessities and unique flavors from back home. Sue and Charlie want to say thank you for your wonderful friendship and support over the years. And looking forward to serving you at 3057 Hugh Ontario Street, Mississauga. Charlie's West Indian Food Mart, a family business proudly serving you and your family. Well, here we go again. I want to say hello and welcome. Assalamu alaikum. And if I look and see this young lady here. Sit down comfortable, relaxing. Sister Zarmina. Zarmina Ali. Let's pose off, relaxing, watching movies. Well, thank you, Mom. And of course, don't forget tomorrow, it will be from the silver screen. We have another hit film to share with you. And we had a call earlier. Somebody wanted to get this song by Rohit Chand. And of course, No Sacrifice. So I thought I would do two things. I would dedicate it. I don't remember the lady's name. But she was waiting. I hope you're still there, Mom. If you are, let me know. Send me a quick message at 416-832-7293. I didn't forget you. And we have that one lineup. Also want to send this one to Sister Zarmina. I know you would like this one. So let's do this one now. Abhishek.
It's a human sign when things go wrong, when the sin of lingering and temptation is strong. It be nice to go samjhata, it be nice to go pehlata, na jaane kuchh samajhta hai dil, raat ye aaye baithta hai, mera dil bhi kitna paape hai, ye pyaar to tumse karta hai, mera dil bhi kitna pagal hai, ye pyaar कहने से डरता है, ओ मेरे साजन, ओ मेरे साजन, इस ह्यूमन
great job on this one. I want to say hello and welcome to Mr. Macedo. Mr. Macedo. Hey, Mina and Perth. How are you guys? Well, a happy, happy birthday greeting going out to Wasi. Wasi out in Guyana. She didn't make it back to Toronto. And she's one of the ladies at the Authentic Trini Cuisine. Want to say hello to her and her family in Guyana. You know, she's one of our favorite girls. Happy, happy birthday from the entire crew at Authentic Trini Cuisine. And especially from yours truly. Wati. Lila Wati. I was trying to find that song for you. I have something lined up for you, so stay tuned, okay? Right now, I want to do this one for Mr. Justin Macedo. And I hope you're listening, Mr. Man. All right, Justin. With that dreadlock you're growing there. The blonde rasta man. I call him Yellow Man. Yeah, man.
Don't worry about a thing.
And we understand Brother Imran is celebrating 55 years with his beautiful wife. Hey, next week we understand we're going to do something special for you guys. Again, thank you. That was Yvonne requested that one, and of course, we like it.
Gonna be all right.
Feel free to call us at 416-848-7772, Shabnam Radio, and we are now broadcasting on CSTV also. A last chance to get your tickets at the price it's at right now. Price will go up. Come tomorrow, Sunday the 28th. At 11:59, you see that? So I guess from Monday. Live in concert, Ravi B and the band Karma. Together with some friends, some talented friends, I tell ya. Big band with big songs. The song system. Live music. Bring the entire family. Caitlin Sultan will be there. Cherishar. Umar Dutt Maharaj. Terry Gadraj. A superstar indeed lineup. And of course the star girl herself, Nisha B. The unstoppable DJ Navi, DJ Shiva. The first big show with a big band to come into town. Toronto, Canada. Welcomes Ravi B and friends. Powered by SOS.
Oh,
Cockney Polka music returns to Toronto. Raffy B. Alongside the Karma Band. Raffy B and friends live in concert Saturday, May 4th inside the glamorous Dream Convention Center. Raffy B.
Farex Freight System Limited, a global leader in freight forwarding, providing trucking and warehousing services across Canada and the US of A. Farex Freight System Limited provides air and ocean freight globally. To engage our services, please email us at info@farex.com.
So you own a business, have an event you want people to know about. You want to spread the word to as many people as possible that your product or service exists. Call AdWorks International. AdWorks is an advertising agency which utilizes professionals in radio, television, and print advertising to help you get your company's message across. Your ad will be noticed by more people more quickly. AdWorks from concept to completion will deliver an ad that works. AdWorks International. Call 416-832-7293.
When thinking of shipping a barrel, box, or sending money back home, think of the name you can trust. Think Lapakan. Lapakan has been serving our community for over 25 years, and a significant portion of every dollar spent at Lapakan goes to work in our community, here and back home. Together, we are making a difference. For your shipping and money transfer needs, call Lapakan, 416-292-4370. Lapakan, the name we can trust.
Sheikh Halal Farms, now open to the public at their warehouse location, only on Thursdays and Saturdays, 12 Steinway Boulevard, Etobicoke. Sheikh Halal Farms, 100% Zabia Halal. For over 40 years, Charlie West Indian Food Mart has been serving our vibrant community across the GTA with quality and freshness from the Caribbean. Fruits, vegetables, fish, including all necessities and unique flavors from back home. Sue and Charlie want to say thank you for your wonderful friendship and support over the years, and looking forward to serving you at 3057 Hugh Ontario Street, Mississauga. Charlie's West Indian Food Mart, a family business proudly serving you and your family.
Hey, that's right, Charlie's, and of course at Morningside and Shepherd. And don't forget, tomorrow we'll be back on, and we will be live on from 11 o'clock right here on CSTV. So those of you watching, please tell your friends. And you can log on if you don't have the IPTV box and you're watching us now on your phone. You can simply go to mycstv.com, mycstv.com. As we go to the phone, as welcome my brother Ronnie of Roti Roti. Hey, Ronnie, how you doing, partner?
Good afternoon, Richard. Good afternoon. I'm just listening to the program here. And, you know, you never fail to, you know, put on a good show. Like the tunes.
Well, you know, you are next, fella. Let me put you on the spot. We just talk about a lot of things that we see in this community. But I always on the forefront talking, and I get in trouble. Some people have buffed me up. They figure I have, you know, too much to say. But, Ronnie, with what you're seeing on the cultural scene, I know you're putting together an event coming up. If you don't mind sharing a little bit about how that's coming up for the event that you'll be having at the Albion Square.
The Albion Islington, Fusion of Taste Festival.
Yes.
So this year, Richard, it's being held on the 13th and 14th of July, 2 days this year. And, of course, we are finalizing, agreement with, KI to perform on the Saturday, And then we have a host of other attractions. The usual, world's largest rotis, the, double eating competition sponsored by Roti Roti.
Mm-hmm.
And we are in talks with Elite Banquet Hall right now. They will be sponsoring a samosa eating competition for the first time.
Right.
So they're one of our big sponsors this year. And, you know, the usual attractions with, community, bands, a range of, entertainment and so on for the whole family. And this year we'll be having a beer garden for, you know, the folks who want to, imbibe in some light refreshments.
And 2 days, I know this was a plan, you started off, at the BIA started off 2 days, right?
Yeah, this is the initial year. We'll be having a two-day festival.
Okay, because you've been in talks trying to do this for a while now, right?
Yes, I've been trying, you know, pushing the and promoting the West Indian, not only Trinidad, but the West Indian diaspora in that area. But we do, our board is made up of a reflection of the businesses in the Albion Islington area. So we have, you know, people from different sections of the world, and they represent, you know, the businesses, and we are trying to put together a complement of entertainment that reflects the diaspora in the area.
Well, not only the area, you know, let me just remind people, Ronnie has been advocating for this for many, many years, and we are a small population, the West Indian community, and Ronnie was able to squeeze us into this BIA and got us the respect, that buying power that we have, because we do visit these areas, like Gerard. You know how many of us used to go down to Gerard Street and shop, but they ignore us in a way. But Ronnie was one who stood up, and here we are today, a vital part. And in fact, when we put on events, and he would bring bands, and like even to bring our Shabnam Radio on board and bring other bands on that would get some time on stage, look, to bring KI on, and I'm sure we never fail to entertain them, you know, we never fail. But today Ronnie is the chairperson of the BIA, and now he was talking about making Twinning the municipality of Etobicoke,
Debe
Regional Corporation.
Yes.
How is that coming?
So we've had talks when just prior to the municipal elections or the local government elections in Trinidad.
Mm-hmm.
It's there's a what do you call it? A hold on Twinning for now. So possibly it may be next year, but we're still working on it.
Right. But again, Ronnie, it had to be said that what you have accomplished for our community, the West Indian community at the BIA, and we need others to step up. You know, there are many people that advocating behind the scenes for us. People like Terry Saar. Terry is a giant when it comes to diversity and inclusion and stuff like that. And the work that he has been able to get and push out front. And, you know, it's not only about getting business, but to get the recognition for the minority indeed. So I'm only echoing what I know personally behind the scene. Ronnie wouldn't come on and tell people these things. So hence the reason why I wanted to make it known, put it down officially so people would know. So what else is happening? We see big construction. When would we see the opening of the expansion?
Oh, yes. So listen, thank you for giving me all of this time on the radio. I know it's expensive, but the construction is going slowly but surely.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, by, if in a, you know, a perfect world, by hopefully June,
we should have
the new section up and running, and we'll be able to do expand our catering range to include Chinese food, West Indian Chinese food, and a host of other, you know, new items on the menu. So, you know, I thank you for giving us that opportunity to promote on the radio.
No, but Ron, honestly, and I want to ask you before I let you go, what about this breakfast thing, boy? Is it for real we're getting 15, so much items for $15?
You know, that's the other reason I called. So you've been pushing it on both the, on the radio, you've been advertising it to us, on the radio and on TV and all of the other mediums that you're in control of. And I have to tell you, you know, it says advertising pays off. And so that's the reason, one of the other reasons I was calling today, is that the feedback, you know, it's been tremendous. Up till this morning, you know, we had a couple of, well, some new customers from Brampton. And, you know, basically he said, you know what, I'm hearing about this thing on Richard's program all the time. And he brought his family. And what they did was they were going to take it at home to enjoy it, but then they decided to sit in the restaurant and enjoy it there. So, the advertising is actually paying off for that.
Thanks, Mama.
Thank you so much for that.
Eventually, will we have a bigger dining area with the new expansion?
Yes, we'll be having a bigger dining area. And if all goes well, we'll be having like a sidewalk deck. Patio type of thing, yes, so people can enjoy it in the summer.
Well, Ronnie, you know, I always look forward to talking to you. You're a great friend and supporter. One of the few Trinidadians that work with me here on this radio program. And I want to thank you very, very much for all your support over the years. And, you know, it's in the heart and a think in it. So let me just say, the late Sister Manisha was a partner in this business. That was your partner. And what you guys accomplished together, I think now she would be very so proud. So whenever we do this roti thing, boy, it always bring me back. And that double eating competition. You know, I cannot come to roti and not think about my late sister. I was talking to a friend of mine from the Devi Mandir, and they feel the same way. So I just wanted to single her out today and know that we'll remember her and her hard work and all her efforts and the love that she put into that business. So I just wanted to say that, man.
Yes, no doubt. She and customers still remember from, you know, such a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So, thanks for all the support over the years to all the listeners and all the customers.
All right. Well, how is my sister Kavita?
Mrs. Babb, she's doing perfectly fine. She's a bit shy, but, I'll have to try to encourage her to call in, every now and then.
All right, just give me a heads up. Well, Ron, anything else before you leave?
No, Richard, I have to tell you. You know, you promote everybody else, but the thing is, what you've been doing, you know, for so many years for the whole West Indian diaspora, and, you know, the community and everybody else, you know, someone has to let you know that, you know, it's commendable. It's more than commendable. The greatest, efforts you put into promoting the Trinidad, the Guyanese, the West Indian culture on a whole. I think, you know, people don't give you the recognition that you deserve. And, you know, hopefully today, just a few words of, you know, encouragement to keep on what you're doing. And, that's coming from all of us at Wojoti and all your listeners, I'm sure. And all your supporters.
Ron, thanks very much. Thank you very, very much for your kindness. And I have a song lineup here, and I think you would like it. And this is exactly what you just said. Music for everybody. So you will like this one. Anyway, thanks very much, Ronnie, and God bless you. And I love you, my brother.
Okay, my brother. To you and your listeners, too.
Okay, bye-bye. That's Ronnie of Roti Roti. And, you know, let me play a tune I know Ronnie will like. Hey! Nettie, Nettie, all you know this one? Ronnie, what do you think? I want to say hello to my sister Lil. Lil, thank you, my sister. Kurt and Mina, you know, I was replying to Nanda, and I said I know you have removed, because as soon as I mentioned Nanda, she texted. She said she just turned on. But I sent it to Kurt or Mina, one of them. But of course, welcome aboard Shabnam Radio.
Christmas night, I nearly died with love, lying on the bed with a bouncing top. Christmas night, I nearly died with love, lying on the bed with a bouncing top.
Hey, the Roaring Lion, all you remember this one? The Chipper.